hope to keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have Josh Bernstein, the amazing geopolitical analyst that's going to actually break things down to its basics. If you're a card player playing a hand of poker or one of these hands in Las Vegas, you'd walk away with all the chips because you don't get overexcited and you don't get over embellished, and you like to face reality, which is really good. In other words, what are we dealing with right now in terms of the demon rats? There's basically three sub-parties now. What are we dealing with Trump? What are we dealing with in terms of his latest move to make sure you can only get asylum if you apply in your home country? What are we dealing with now that we have the total meltdown of the Mueller report? It almost looked like elder abuse when you saw this man saying, it's not my purview, it's not my purview. This man had never written a report. He didn't even read it. It's unbelievable what's going on, isn't it? So, Scott, tell us, Josh, your analysis of what's going on here, because it's not just
humorous.
Well,
first and foremost, let's talk about the Gilroy shooting. This young kid who did this, 19-year-old kid, Sabino William Legan, I think his name is, he lived only a few short blocks away from the festival. And apparently he was not a very big fan of the festival, writing on social media, oh, great, you know, more people are going to get drunk and buy cheap SHIT. But more than anything else, it's how he got into the festival, I think, is what's interesting. He cut through a fence. And we cannot forget, although, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to the victims, and it's horrible that another shooting took place, but let's not forget where it took place. It took place in a gun-free zone.
Oh.
Okay? Now, NBC News is already reporting that the AK-47 that he used was bought legally 3 weeks ago in Nevada, but now they're trying to say that this kid may have been a white supremacist. Now, I don't have the details yet, and I'm still working behind the scenes on trying to clarify that. From what I can gather, I don't think that's the case. This kid has self-identified as Iranian/Italian. He comes from a family of well-known boxers. Apparently, his father was a boxer, and his brothers are boxers, and they were big time in boxing. And also, the grandfather, Thomas Langan, apparently had a brush with the law a few years back in which he was accused of molesting, I think, one of his granddaughters or one of his daughters. So no stranger to the law there either. Don't know much more about the kid other than the fact that he's a big boxing fan, that he identified on social media as Italian and Iranian. And I thought what was interesting is he was wearing, they said, a scarf, a gray scarf around his neck. So not really sure what the motive was. I think there's still more developing information, but obviously as we find it more out, I will report accurately instead of just guessing.
Right. One of the things that the left is trying to search for is they're trying to search for a way to try to get rid of our Second Amendment rights. And if you actually look at the statistics, and you made a good point here, all of these killings, including in California and elsewhere, are all no-gun zones. Now, last year, I had an individual, I have his name on Facebook, who actually threatened to actually shove a gun down my throat and kill me. Now, I'm going to repeat this statement, and people might be offended by it, but that's too bad. You can turn off the radio and walk away. But I don't tolerate someone threatening to harm or kill me or my family. If you or anybody out there thinks that you're going to come down and not receive extreme levels of counter to your whatever violence you want to do, and as I say, I will be a secretary for Jesus, Allah, or Satan, but I'm going to arrange an appointment for you. And you're going to have a very short time on this earth and a few last breaths and heartbeats if you think you're going to kill me or my family. And I will be armed and dangerous with not just regular weapons, but we call exotic. So I managed to shut this guy up, and I'll shut up everybody else up out there, including people from White Ring Watch. If you think you're going to take on 93 million Americans with billions of bullets or are going to seize our guns if you get a Democratic House that tries to seize the guns, you're delusional. We'll march you into a military tribunal, and many of you will either be jailed and or executed for trying to take away our guns and trying to bring in totalitarianism. And by the way, the guns coming across the border and other weapons, nobody's monitoring them. We're having Trump being solely paralyzed by these idiots, but finally, he's got his $2.5 billion to move forward with money. And we even have Nancy Pelosi complaining that this is terrible, that they recirculated money. Look, they do this all the time in different departments. This is normal operating procedure, and she's trying to pretend like it's new. It's not new.
Right.
This is a national security issue. Look, we got more than 60 countries. They're not just Central Americans and Mexicans coming here. We have 60 countries, including Africa and Russia and God knows where coming from here. And these people aren't necessarily liking Americans.
Bill,
they want to do a terror here, right? Please.
Yeah, I put out a video on February 1st of 2019, and this was right after he declared the state of emergency.
Right.
And I said on that day, all those months ago, that it'll go through the Ninth Circuit because of the jurisdiction of where the fence will be, the border wall will be being built,
right,
which I was correct. It went through the Ninth Circuit, Court of Schlemiels, as I like to call it. And then I also said, at that time, it will be overturned by the Supreme Court. And I even said it will be a 6-3 or 5-4 decision. I said, yes, even the liberal John Roberts will vote in favor because he understands that the president has the authority to do this.
Right.
So I just want to put that out there on the record, and I'm going to do a video this week also reminding people that I was absolutely correct on the fact that it was going to be overturned and the Supreme Court was going to allow it. Now, the next thing I want to say is this. There is not a liberal organization in the entire world, never mind America, but the entire world, there is not a judge alive. There is not a person alive that can stop President Trump from building and constructing the border wall. The ACLU can go pound sand. It's never going to happen. They're going to build the border wall, and it will never, ever be stopped. The only way it can be stopped is if some psychopath gets elected in the future and bulldozes it. But even then, it probably wouldn't happen because I know the Patriots would be right at the border with their guns ablazing, saying, you're not going to destroy our wall that we fought so hard to make sure that we had built. So, again, you know, once it's built, it's going to stay built.
Right. And by the way, it won't just be a physical wall with that vertical slat steel, which is ideal. It'll be a cyber wall. It'll also be a wall also against people that are overstaying their visas coming by airplane and boat. It'll be a wall that'll talk about getting rid of chain migration and so-called birthright citizenship, where you pop a baby up because you fly a jet over from China, and all of a sudden, because you deliver your baby in California, the baby goes back to China as an American citizen. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
That no country allows that. Nobody, not even Canada. Nobody does it.
Just because you have a child in America does not give that right to that child and you to be citizens. Unfortunately, the law says otherwise, and if Josh Bernstein was in charge, there would be no such thing as birthright citizenship. As a matter of fact, there would be no such thing as legal immigration for at least 5 to 10 years until we can get a hold on the illegal immigration issue. So in other words, until we can deport, and I don't want to use the word 11 million because it's not 11 million. It's probably closer to 38 to 44 million illegal aliens. Many of those criminal aliens, they need to be deported first and foremost out of the country before we can allow even one person to come into this country legally, even for that matter. I would also get rid of the visa lottery. I would completely get rid of it 100%. And I would make E-Verify mandatory. I would also instruct either ICE agents or the military, but probably ICE agents, to be at every single polling station in every single swing state from the first day of opening early voting, which, by the way, I'm 100% against. I am absolutely no fan of early voting. I think it should be illegal, other than maybe 2 or 3 days for the military and maybe the elderly, but that's it. But I would put ICE agents at every polling station in every swing state, all the way from the first state's opening of early voting all the way up to the last 5 minutes before the polls close in the last state on election day.
Right.
That way you'll keep the Democrats from cheating. You'll keep the illegal aliens from voting because they will have arrest power, these ICE agents. And if we run out of ICE agents, well, then we can just have backup with the military. We've got to be serious about the integrity of our voting rights and our voting system in America, and this is the way to do it.
We also need to deputize citizens that are actually ex-military or police, or citizens that are trained in how to use guns and so on. They can be deputized to assist the military and the local voting booth areas. Because what we have is a situation here that's literally the globalists have to get rid of America as a sovereign, competent nation, or they can't have their New World Order. That means they can't crush every other nation on Earth if they don't crush America. Because with America in the way, as the sole superpower, economically, technologically, and otherwise, they can't have their globalist control freak state where they get rid of 85% of the world population. They can't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would also shut down Silicon Valley for 30 days before the election, too. I'd have moderators in there. I'd have, people from the Trump administration monitoring what they're doing inside the buildings in Mountain View and elsewhere to make sure they're not manipulating.
I got another simple solution. Executive order by Donald Trump that all the data from all the major media companies like Google, Facebook, Twitter, etc., that all of them is open to every citizen that has a computing certificate. And that means all that data is no longer going to be manipulated by one group of global maniacs. And I would also open it up that if you misuse that data and try to besmirch or control people, that you can actually be sued. Just like any magazine, if you publish something that's harmful to somebody, they can be sued. Those two actions, which can be done by Donald Trump, he needs to stop talking to Nancy Pelosi. She's pre-demented. And Chuck Schumer, he looks like he belongs in the Addams Family. He's got that widow's peak like he's a vampire. I mean, damn it. Why do we talk to these people? Why does Trump allow, for example, CNN and MSNBC to still have a certificate to run their cable news network? Why do we still have Washington Post? Why is Washington Post still labeled a print? When they've been trying to do a coup now, especially after what I call Mueller-gate, I call it. Mueller-gate should be what it is. Because Mueller was demented. The man couldn't answer a straight question. The only thing he could say is, that's not my peer view. I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding. And even the Democrats and the news media had to say, this was a disaster. What are we going to do next? How about shut up and stop trying to get rid of the 2016 president who's now trying to run for 2020? Because that's how we lost the House. They extended that witch hunt to make sure
absolutely
that we lost the House. That's why
absolutely
that was extended by Weissman.
Independent voters to decide that, maybe we need another check on President Trump, because just in case he's a Russian agent, we need to vote and make sure that we put these Democrats back in the House. Absolutely 100% coordinated plan through Mueller and the Andrew Weissman special counsel, let's call it what it was. Real scumbag that guy is.
Yeah.
And basically they, coordinated with the media, they coordinated with the Democrat Party, and they said, we know that there's nothing here. We know that after 4 months of the investigation, if not 3 months, that there's no there, but you know what? We're not going to say anything publicly. We're going to let the American people still think and sow more doubt into this president so that we can win back the House. Absolute dirtbag.
I got something bizarre that was sent to me on the weekend, and I got to read this to you. It's a card here, and it said my name. It didn't even say Dr. Deagle. It said Bill Deagle. It has my address over my post office box, not my main address. And it shows a picture of Hillary with her hand on her cheek, like, oh, I'm so set aside. And then it has Donald Trump looking sideways with his hand up. It said, Benghazi, 72 months, no charges, no indictments, no prison sentences, testifies for 11 hours. Trump, Russia, 22 months, 215 charges, 38 indictments, pleas, 5 prison sentences, testifies for 0 hours. Damn it. You Democrats need to go to Hades. I mean, if you want a decent government, you need to have decent people that support decent candidates, and you have to stop twisting the truth. Do you want a totalitarian police state? Because believe me, if they keep on pushing for it and we lose after, say, Trump is gone in 2024, we're going to move to a dictator. And a dictator in America means we're going to have a civil war, because if you think you're going to take our guns and our lethal and non-lethal weapons away from us, think again, idiots, because it'll be an ugly civil war.
Democrats are so stupid that they don't understand that in a dictatorial dictatorship, there is no such thing as a Republican or a Democrat or an independent or a liberal or a conservative or a constitutionalist. You're a subject.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. Josh, let's continue your analysis of what's going on and what's next. I really am thinking very positive about the elections. I think if Trump cleans up his act a little bit and allows people like you and I to actually have direct contact with him and get some advice to clean up some kind of minor issues, I think he's going to sail in and become the next president in 2020. But I think also he needs to start prepping up who's going to come after him in 2024. That process needs to start now, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, look, I think also, you know, Alex Jones, say what you will about him, but he just put out a warning that was on the Drudge Report the other day, basically telling President Trump that, you know, you better rein in Silicon Valley, because if you think the cheating was bad in 2016, they're gunning for him, and they're going to do whatever they can. I mean, if you remember, Epstein testified, another Epstein testified in front of Ted Cruz and actually said that between 2.4 and like 10 million votes were changed without any knowledge or without any paper trail or any type of visual ability to see that it happened. They were doing it through, you know, search results and things like that, and it changed votes in 2016. So if they can allow, if they're allowed to continue to do that, then it doesn't matter what President Trump does. It doesn't matter how good the economy is. We've got to rein that in. Another good development, though, is what's going on with YouTube. As a matter of fact, and believe it or not, it's coming out of Germany. There's a German company called IG Metall. It's one of the largest labor unions in the entire world, not just in Germany. And they have served YouTube with papers, litigation, if you will, saying that they have until, I think, August 23rd to respond. And if they don't, then they're going to sue them. And they've got hundreds of thousands of lawyers at the ready. They've got tons and tons and tons of money at the ready. And they kind of laid out in about a 14-minute video what they're planning on doing and how YouTube is in violation of, you know, people's First Amendment rights and censoring and things like that. So
remember, YouTube is just a.
That goes in the next month, but that's another great development. So I think there's some things that are happening where we're starting to get our voices back.
I think also you got to remember that YouTube is just a tentacle of Google. I call Google, G-O-D.
Right.
I changed one G. And honestly, I think what's going to happen in Europe with regulatory commissions over these agencies like Google and Facebook and so on, you're going to start seeing them getting the choke chain. But Trump needs to speed that process up, doesn't he? This needs to happen before the fall. This needs to happen now.
Yeah, it has to. And, you know, another thing is Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
You know, I'm hearing reports that Mark Zuckerberg may get caught up in all of this. I'm hearing Elon Musk may get caught up on this. Larry Summers, the former financial counsel to Barack Obama, you know, the guy that owns Victoria's Secrets. I mean, there's a lot of people that may get caught up in the Epstein situation. So, you know, if they can someone like a Mark Zuckerberg, I mean, that would be great for everybody.
Well, I think part of his problem right now, I'm suspicious that he wasn't trying to commit suicide. They were trying to Arkansas him, which means...
Right. Yeah, I definitely feel as though that could be the case as well.
Yeah, I don't think that, you know, and although you hear the story, oh, well, a lot of people in prison have been abused, et cetera, et cetera. No. They want to kill this guy because he's got high-level people he's got connections to. That's
right.
Part of the reason why probably Hillary's not going to prison. She has the goods on so many bad people that if she goes down, thousands go down. It's not just hundreds.
Right. Well, we know that Hillary and Obama and some of the others, they're the key. They're basically the people that are at the bottom of the drain, and they're laying across it, making sure that it goes down it. Because the minute they get sucked down, all of them get sucked down into it.
Well, I think it's my guess between now and the 6 weeks of the so-called August recess right through Labor Day, I have a feeling that one or more people are going to, rats are going to squeal. You're going to see a Norwegian Democratic sewer rat squeal on their fellows to try to get a deal, and it's going to start bringing the House of Cards down. What do you think?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, that would mean that Jeffrey Epstein lives long enough to go to trial. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. I mean,
well,
I think a lot of people are gunning for him because he holds the secrets, as you just mentioned, to so many secrets in Hollywood and in politics and in world global governments and world leaders and politicians and everything else.
Yeah, and people have to understand this is not just a sexual perversion with underage girls. This is demonic, astral, if you want to call sacrifice. This is like ancient druidic ceremonies, okay? People need to understand that there's an evil here that transcends normal greed or even sexual perversion, right?
Well, look, I think a lot of the things that have come out as far as, you know, what was going on the island, is certainly depravity at its finest, you know.
Well, it's also, you've got an ideal situation to be able to blackmail people. I mean, I'm sure he's got the goods on so many people. The amazing thing to me is, how did he go down? How did he go down with all the, you know, levers he's got control of, and who managed to actually pull it? Because I have a feeling there's people inside the intel agencies totally fed up with what's going on. We have the media.
Well, there were some people in Miami and in South Florida that kept the investigations going. And then, of course, there was new litigation and new lawsuits from some of the victims. And I think that, you know, now that Acosta is in the White House and now is not in the White House and has resigned, thankfully, I think some of the prosecutors took another look at it in Florida and they had enough evidence to bring him in.
Right.
So I think that's, you know, if you're asking, you know, how did they get him again? Well, I would assume that he was in violation of his first plea agreement, which would probably have said, you know, you cannot do this, you cannot do that, and if you're caught, you're automatically brought in. So I would assume that he broke his initial plea agreement as well. So I think that there's probably a lot more information we're going to find out. I know that they're subpoenaing the flight pilot for his airplanes and things like that. So, you know, this is just beginning. But I think ultimately, if anything happens to Epstein, which I hope it doesn't, then I would say at that point, the investigation will probably die with him.
I have a feeling, though, that it's going to go far enough, it's going to start taking down some of these parties. I have a feeling the people that are engineering this behind the scenes are maybe people that they've crossed even their red lines. In other words, one of the things I've learned from whether it's dealing with science and corruption in medicine or corruption in politics, everybody's got a red line. Some red lines are, you can kill my second cousin's twice relieved, but you can't kill my mama. Everybody's got a red line, haven't they?
Yeah, I think so. And I think if they feel as though their lives are going to be in legal jeopardy or they're going to be exposed for whatever abhorrent, deviant, you know, behavior that they may have engaged in, then yeah, I think that everyone's got a breaking point, and who knows what people are willing to do to protect those secrets. So again, that's why, you know, I would almost think that we would need some kind of not only suicide watch, but an independent suicide watch. In other words, we can't trust the people at the jail, and we can't trust the people in the Southern District of New York, because they're just as corrupt, and possibly many of them might even be part of what's going on. So you need an independent, you know, watch, if you will. From
is there some kind of an organization that we can contribute to, even financially or in media light? In other words, can you do a little video clip on them and put them on your next news network, or I can put up on video? Because I think we need to support whoever is in a position that she can monitor this guy in jail so nobody kills him, as a kind of a side thing to say, you know, we got to silence Epstein, man. This guy's got too many skeletons. He's got
a closet. If he does end up dead, and again, I hope he doesn't, but if he does, I guarantee you the official line of the media will all be the same.
Right.
Killed himself.
Every single person,
including Fox News, will report that he hung himself.
I noticed that Fox News, a lot of the shows on Fox News have become CNN Lite.
I've been saying that for about 2.5-3 years.
Yeah, I'm listening to some shows like on the weekend, and some of the group, did I tune into CNN by mistake? Oh, no. It's a weekend show or a day show on Fox News where they're going diametrically opposite to Tucker Carlson or Laura Ingraham or Hannity. What the hell? Excuse my English. You know, honestly, it's disturbing to me to find out that people are acting like they don't know what's going on when really it's like the house is on fire and you got to get the kids and everybody out of the house because it's burning, and they try to pretend it's time for lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you got to be kidding. No. What's your prediction for the fall? Because I think we're only 6 weeks away from the fall and Labor Day. What do you think is going to happen?
You know, I don't know. I would hope, number one, that the president continues to build and construct the border wall. And each day there's an update, you know, each week there's an update that more and more and more wall has been built. So that would be the number one thing for the next 30 to 45 days. I know that the trial is supposed to start soon with Epstein. We'll see if that even takes place. And then, of course, you know, there's Operation Boomerang, which I think now has been expanded to include Robert Mueller and the fact that Robert Mueller should be indicted, too, because of the crimes that he obviously has committed, too, whether in absentia or whether or not he knew them. It doesn't matter. He put his name and signed his name on the bottom of that, you know, on the bottom of that special counsel report, which, by the way, was written by Andrew Weissman.
Right.
So I hope that Andrew Weissman is going to be the next target, and I hope that they bring him down and indict him very soon as well.
And all of the attorneys, including
pay for what they did,
including one of the attorneys who worked actually for the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton directly, was on a Weissman's team.
Jenny Rhee.
And people have to understand this. This list was obscene. There's no nice thing about it. It's like, oh, if you had a balanced list. And the fact is they completely ignored things like when he made said, this is not under my purview. We talked about the Steele report or about other things like, you know, Mifsud and others. It's like, are we on the same planet? I mean, even if you tune the news in and you're half drunk, you'd have to know some of this stuff. I mean, he acted like he wasn't even on the same planet.
Right. Well, look, a lot of people are talking about the fact that William Barr, you know, he brought back the death penalty and he signed, you know, that back into the law, which I thought was already legal. I thought you could still zap people, you know, and kill people in many states, but whatever. And a lot of people are conspiratorial in the fact that they're saying that the reason that they brought that back is for Epstein and for the deep state and for these other criminals. I don't know. I'm not going to say that that's the reason it was done. But if it was, you know, hey, I'll be the first in line to be cheering them on because these people need to be held accountable. And they need to be held accountable for what they did. And what they did was try to steal an election. Let's point it out there. Number one, they tried to steal an election. Number two, they tried to stop a duly elected president from taking office.
Right.
Number three, they tried to frame a duly elected president. And number four, they're trying to impeach a duly elected president for crimes that were never committed. So there's four things right there. You could add another 150, I'm sure. But the bottom line is these people are evil, and they need to be held accountable. And if that means that through a trial and a jury of their own peers that they are found guilty of these crimes and they deserve the harshest penalty possible, I'll leave it at that.
Right, and I think, honestly, this includes politicians. When we have Tlaib, you know, with her strange lips talking about how she needs to impeach, or we hear some of these crazy Democrats just mouthing it over and over again like parrots, bah, 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 bah. I'm thinking they need to actually have legal actions that we could put them in prison in an orange jumpsuit. We need to actually, the first thing I would say is, number one, they should be removed from office. The idea that they're representing American populations and making these kinds of statements, which are a coup against the government, the standing government, that to me is a legal action that we shouldn't tolerate. That's an illegal activity to me that needs to mean you lose your ability to represent people in your constituency. We need to hold another immediate election. When I hear these kind of comments, I'm thinking, this is a coup. Call it what it is. If this is a third world country, which America is becoming a banana republic, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And let's not forget that Ilhan Omar has been elected illegally, okay? First of all, it's not even her name, all right? Let's get that straight. Let's put that out there on the record. 100% factual, well-sourced truth.
Right.
I stand behind it. I put my reputation on it. Her name is Ilhan Noor Saeed Elmi. It is not Ilhan Omar.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. And welcome back. We have Josh Bernstein. Josh, you're going to be doing some other media this week, I'm sure, including Nest News Network. What do you think you'll be doing this week in terms of stories or issues this week?
Well, I just went through and I did a video a couple of days ago in which I completely go through the people in the black book for Jeffrey Epstein, and there are many, many surprising names in that. There's over 255,000 views on the video. It's done really, really well. Wow. I've got a lot more deep state stuff coming, and another thing I'm gonna touch on here for sure is John Ratcliffe. Man, wow, what a great appointment for Director of National Intelligence. I mean, you want to talk about one of the best legal minds in the country, certainly in Congress, a top, top, top-notch federal prosecutor. The guy's phenomenal, and now he's going to be the director of national intelligence, replacing Dan Coats. President Trump and obviously William Barr and John Durham, man, they just got another fighter to bounce more ideas off of to hold these people accountable. So really excited about that choice. Really excited about it.
Yeah. Amazing. So that's going to be good. So firstly, we're seeing this new DNI person is going to start opening things up. We have Durham and the and the Barr investigations, the boomerang, as you say. Mm-hmm. I think the boomerang is going to come up with a crop of indictments by the fall. I think that...
Well, look, I would hope so. I'm worried about Chris Ray. I've said that on your show. I've said that on every single show I've ever been on.
Right.
Christopher Ray is in the way, and he needs to disappear. He needs to be fired. He needs to resign. I believe he's there to protect the reputation and integrity of the FBI and the intelligence community, and he may stop some of these investigations from leading to indictments. Now, some people will say that that's not the case and
right.
that they're independent, and yes, they are independent of each other. However, that doesn't mean that they don't talk to each other. Doesn't mean that they don't have recommendations from each other. And, again, Christopher Wray is in the way.
Yeah, I agree. That's a perfect name for him, isn't it? Tell us what else you think is going to happen.
Well, I would say at this point, as I said earlier, we're going to continue to build the wall, which is a huge, huge deal. President Trump is not going to be, you know, bothered by the fake screams of racism because he called Baltimore an asshole and a rat-infested city, which, by the way, it is. And not only that, but the mayor of the city said it, and also, let's not forget, Bernie Sanders in 2015 said, we just walked through something that looked like a third world country. So it's pretty ridiculous to say that President Trump is racist. President Trump is not racist. President Trump is helping everybody get better and be more wealthy and more prosperous, mainly minorities, by the way. Blacks
right.
have the lowest unemployment rate on record. They have more opportunity. Their neighborhoods are doing better. Their families are becoming stronger. So if they really want to point the finger at people that are making them worse, all they have to do is look at where they live and look at who runs those cities. It's nothing but Democrats in 95% of all those dilapidated, crime-infested, rat-infested cities. And by the way, the Arizona representative that they were yelling at saying that she was racist because she pointed out the birth replacement rate and saying that we're going to look like Europe. Let me say this and put this on record. I 110% agree with her statement, and she is absolutely 100% correct that if we allow unabated illegal immigration into this country, we will look like Europe or worse. And you can print that up, and I'll sign it.
Oh, yeah. In fact, my prediction would be worse. The statement that we should never become a socialist country is a good example. People need to understand we need a safety net without socialism. We're working on all kinds of ways of getting a safety net without socialism. And what Trump wants to do, he tried to bring in, if he had had the House, the tax relief for the middle class and lower classes to make it permanent, because it's going to sunset after a certain number of years. And when Trump gets back in power, you guarantee he'll do that. What I see, this is a prediction I'm going to make about Trump after 2020. Number one, he'll have policies that allow affordable health care with low deductibles and nobody excluded because of pre-existing condition. He'll have a border control without any chain migration or birthright citizenship. He'll have merit-based immigration, which will be very tiny. And you'll have a situation where international treaties will destabilize countries that are proxy putting nuclear weapons, like in Venezuela, Iran, and North Korea, Russia and China. And if they want to trade with us, they got to stop threatening us through side powers with nuclear weapons or hacking into our power grid. My guess is Trump is going to stabilize the world economy, because he's going to have trade treaties that are going to get rid of tariff and non-tariff barriers and stabilize the currency exchange system like the Bretton Woods. I predict that Trump needs to start preparing if you want to call it, Trump Institute after he's gone, after the 2024, so he can still have an influence of advising the president at the time, who needs to be a Republican, because the Democrats, to me, they're gone. I mean, they're going to take generations of getting wising up for the Democratic Party, whoever comes after them. And honestly, maybe we need a multi-party system. I think that our current system right now of a bicameral system doesn't work, does it?
No, it really doesn't. We need to be more like the Knesset in Israel, in which you have the leading parties that vote, and then there's a runoff election. See, I'm a firm believer. I don't believe in independence. Less, an independent is allowed to vote in a general election and not feel as though their vote is being thrown away to the other side. Right. And the only way to change that is to change the general election to a runoff election. That right. way you can have an independent against a Republican, you could have an independent against a Democrat, or you can have a Republican against a Democrat. But at least an independent voter will be able to vote and not feel as though they're helping the other side or hurting the other side, and it'll count for what they want. And what that does is that takes away the power from the two-party duopoly, as my good buddy Roger Stone would always say and call it. And right. it actually gives the power back to the voters. And then you're right. Then you could have an independent win the presidency one day in the future. But until we go to a runoff election, that will never happen. And one other thing I want to say, I don't know how much time.
I think we got six or seven minutes here. Yeah.
I'm not a big believer in safety nets. And let me explain why. I didn't have a safety net when I got into broadcasting. It was either survive and, flourish and make it, or die trying. And I'll give you a perfect example. My kid, 12 years old, has been playing the drums since he's 3. He is an absolute prodigy. He can play anything. He can play as good, if not better, than anyone been playing for 20, 30, 40 years. I mean, he's that good. And I've told him at a young age, don't have a safety net. If this is what you want to do, this is your goal, then you go out and you do it. And it doesn't mean that I'm trying to keep him from going to school or be educated. But what I'm trying to say is that when you develop that safety net in the back of your mind, you'll always know that it's there, and you'll always fall back on it, and you won't work as hard to achieve your goals. And I believe when you pull that safety net away, it makes you work harder because you understand that there's no backup, and you have to make it.
Well,
and
I remember
that's how I've been successful. And I
agree with that in terms of drive for people. But here's the thing that I'm talking about: we have extreme costs because people are told to go to emergency, including illegals. And if we just simply diverted that money so we'd have that money over to a room in a hospital locally to take care of people that we're going to see, a geriatrician or obstetrician or whatever. Because right now what we're doing is we're sending people, including illegals or people who just visit here, to go to our emergency department, which is very expensive. And if they do get sick or have a major problem or surgery, we, the people who have insurance, still pay for it. So by safety net, I'm talking about rediversion of, of funds. For example, right now, since 1987, we wouldn't let people die outside the emergency room door in Georgia when I joined there. Because a few months before, we would say we passed a law federally that means we'd have to provide emergency coverage for everybody, even if you didn't have insurance. So we already have a safety net. What I want to do is redivert it so it doesn't be wasteful. The same thing is I don't want to force employers to top up wage, but I want to have a commission to control price of housing and food and so on so that we can have some kind of system where you don't end up pricing it out so that the actual young people have to move out of state, like here in California.
Thing we need to do is we need to curb these flipping laws. I agree.
Yeah,
because,
exactly.
You know, people come into a neighborhood, they buy a distressed property, they fix it up, and then they flip it, and they make a ton of money, which is great, and the values go up. But then what happens when the market changes? Now all of a sudden you have a bunch of distressed property that's sold at, bare bones minimum. I mean, look at areas, for instance, in Detroit, where they were selling homes for $1 and $10 and a couple of $1,000s just to get rid of them. Now, granted, it's a great deal for the people that are buying them, but what do you think it does to the property value of the people that have put their blood, sweat, and tears into keeping their real estate nice and keeping their houses great and all that? They want to be able to have resale value. And what does that do? It just absolutely tanks their resale value. So I think there ought to be a curb on flipping houses. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and I'll go on record saying that.
Yeah, too. We need to have some kind of system set up to actually stop that. And also, stop. I heard the cost of housing, say, here in California compared to Nevada or Arizona is double because of regulations. The regulations here are nuts. And so the part of the reason why we have homeless is not just because we have mentally ill in the street or drug addicts. We have people who can't afford to live.
Yeah.
Because the cost of housing is so crazy, crazy, crazy. You can buy, let's say, a 1,000-foot condo here in California where you can get a 2,500-foot, three- or four-bedroom house in Texas. It's not normal. It's crazy.
No, it's not, and that's because liberalism runs that city, runs that state. Now you have personhole covers. You don't even have manhole covers anymore. I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, that state is just done. California is just done. And the only thing that's going to fix it is a major change in attitude of the people, a major change in government, or, I don't know, maybe a natural disaster.
Well,
I don't know what else you can do.
My next-door neighbor and I, my wife signed a petition to get rid of Gavin Newsom as the governor. I mean, we have to actually start taking pro se litigant actions, too, because these politicians think they're above the law. They really do. I mean, and they do things on the personal level that's obscene, yet they feel they're above the law and they continue to get giant checks. I mean, look at Maxine Waters. She doesn't even live in the district where she's calling for the end of the president,
yeah.
But she wants to abuse
conservatives
like people like me.
$1 million mansion, and yet she tries to say that she's down with the homies and she cares about the plight of the urban Americans in her district. She hasn't even stepped foot in her district, okay? She hasn't. She's an absolute disgrace to... She's the epitome of what a politician is supposed to be. Do as I say, not as I do. I don't live in your district, you know, and therefore, you know, you can stay poor and I'll stay up here in the rich house. She's
right.
An absolute disgusting excuse for a human being.
Well,
and
if
I wish
we break
someone
down
would
the
have taken her out politically and taken her seat in 2016.
If we break the word politician down, it's poly, many, tick, or bloodsuckers. So I think that fits, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is, really. Poly, many, and tick, bloodsuckers. So many bloodsuckers. You know what? That's really, really good. I like that one. I might steal that. I like that a lot.
Many bloodsuckers. They're a large form of pseudo-human insect. Yeah, bloodsucker.
And I may use that in this week's show, to be honest. It's so good.
Yeah, please do it. Please do it. Please do it. honestly, I have a feeling that by the fall, now what we need to do, and I'm working on a back door. I think I may have a back door to get through to Trump because I think he has a phalanx of people blocking him. For example, I know he may be watching some parts of Next News Network and your website, but we need to get through to Trump. He's overall doing a great job, but there's some areas where he's got some bad advisors like Ray over at the FBI. Pompeo, Lightning Bolt, I call him Lightning Bolt, Bolton. These people should not have any say whatsoever in steering the government, should they?
Well, look, I know for a fact that he watches Next News Network because I fill in as a news anchor. So yeah. He has seen me and he knows my show.
Good.
So,
hopefully he starts listening to this show because we talk about it. And all your programs, by the way, are on your sub page, which you want to post up, and the banner ad. This is important. People understand Josh is on the job, and he's going to point it out. Thank you, Josh. Amazing show. Patreon.com, Josh Bernstein. Check it out. Check out his websites and Next News Network. Back tomorrow with Ken Klein and John W. Spring. Ken back from Israel. Lots of amazing stuff we're going to talk about. And the medicine for the blues.